This is the Music History Today podcast for March 17th. On today's show, Purple Haze debuts and Sinead O'Connor makes history. First up, though, on this date in 1956, Carl Perkins performed on television for the first time. In 1958, the Coasters recorded their song Yakety Yak. In 1965, the Beatles announced that their new album was going to be called Eight Arms to Hold You. Later, they decided to change the name of the album to Help. In 1966, Keith Moon of The Who married model Kim Carrigan. In 1966, same day, Chuck Berry performed with The Grateful Dead at the Fillmore West in San Francisco. In 1967, harpist Sheila Bromberg became the first female to play on a Beatles song when she was part of the string section on the song She's Leaving Home. Also in 1967, the Soul Sensation 67 British Tour started in London, England, with Otis Redding and Sam and Dave, among many others. And also on that same exact day, the Jimi Hendrix Experience performed in Hamburg, Germany at the Star Nightclub, which was the club where the Beatles had a residency in the early 1960s, which pushed them to stardom. In 1968, Mick Jagger went to a Vietnam War protest, which inspired the Rolling Stones song Street Fighting Man. In 1978, the biopic about disc jockey Alan Freed called American Hot Wax premiered. In 1979, the Talking Heads performed on television for the first time. In 1990, Dionne Warwick was among the performers at the Arista Records 15th anniversary concert, which was held at Radio City Music Hall in New York City. In 1999, Sinead O'Connor recorded the first song through the internet, which is a thing, of course, that we take for granted these days. In 2001, Pearl Jam had 7 albums on the Billboard Albums chart at the same exact time as their bootleg concert albums were officially released only a few weeks earlier. In 2008, Heather Mills received $47 million in her divorce from Paul McCartney. In 2017, the K-pop band MVP was formed. Also on that same day, Vera Lynn became the oldest singer at the age of 100 to have an album in the top 5 on the British music charts. In 2020, the Dropkick Murphys played a virtual concert after the city of Boston, Massachusetts, canceled the St. Patrick's Day concerts due to the COVID-19 pandemic. Also on that same day, New York City bars, restaurants, nightclubs, and concert venues all shut down as COVID-19 lockdowns began to take effect. Bars and restaurants were restricted to takeout or pickup only. The rest of the city, and also the state, among many others, began to officially shut down on March 22nd of that year. Also, in 2020, a judge overturned a copyright verdict against Katy Perry over her song Dark Horse. The original verdict had awarded the songwriters of the Flames song Joyful Noise $2.78 million in damages after they had claimed that Katy Perry, among other songwriters, took 8 notes and the basic sonic design from Joyful Noise for Katy Perry's song Dark Horse. Flame then sued again and was again rejected by another judge on March 11th, 2022. In theater in 1926, Richard Rodgers and Lorenz Hart's musical Girlfriend premiered on Broadway, and in 1992, the Broadway show Death and the Maiden opened. In award ceremonies that were held on March 17th in 2020, the movie musical Cats won 6 Worst Everything Awards at the Golden Raspberry Film Awards. Albums that were released on March 17th in the UK include, in 1978 when Generation X, which was Billy Idol's first band, released their self-titled album, and in 2008 Van Morrison released Keep It Simple. Meanwhile, in America, in 1958, Johnny Mathis released his Greatest Hits album. He was the first artist to actually do a Greatest Hits album. That particular album also stayed on the Billboard Top Albums chart for over 9 years, a record that stood for almost 25 years until Pink Floyd's album Dark Side of the Moon beat it. 1958, same day, Bill Haley and his Comets released the album Rockin' Around the World. In 1967, Jackie DeShannon released New Image, and the Grateful Dead released their self-titled album. In 1969, the Rascals released Freedom Suite. In 1977, Emerson, Lake & Palmer released Works, Volume 1. In 1978, Jimmy Buffett released Son of a Sailor, and Elvis Costello released This Year's Model. In 1979, Bad Company released Desolation Angels. In 1986, Depeche Mode released Black Celebration. In 1990, Ozzy Osbourne released Just Say Ozzy. In 1992, Melissa Etheridge released Never Enough, Katie Lang released Ingenue, No Doubt did a twofer, they released their self-titled album and also the Beacon Street Collection. Twisted Sister released Big Hits and Nasty Cuts, The Best of Twisted Sister, and Spinal Tap released Break Like the Wind. In 1995, Elton John released Made in England. In 1996, Hanson released Umbop. In 1997, The Dismemberment Plan released The Dismemberment Plan is Terrified. In 1998, Van Halen released Van Halen 3. In 2003, Paul McCartney released Back in the World. In 2008, Bryan Adams released 11. In 2009, Nick Lowe released Quiet Please, the new best of Nick Lowe. And in 2014, Rod Stewart released Live 1976 and 1998, Tonight's the Night. Singles that were released in the UK on March 17th include in 1967 when the Jimi Hendrix Experience released their classic Purple Haze. In 1978, Chic released Everybody Dance. In 1979, The Jam released Strange Town. And in 1997, Madonna released Another Suitcase in Another Hall. Meanwhile, in America, in 1964, Aretha Franklin released Unforgettable, and Paul Revere and the Raiders released Louie Go Home. In 1969, James Taylor released Carolina in My Mind, and Cream released Badge. In 1970, Chicago released Make Me Smile. In 1974, Ringo Starr released Back Off, Boogaloo. In 1976, the Doobie Brothers released Taking It to the Streets. In 1984, John Mellencamp, who was known as John Cougar at the time, released Authority Song. In 1987, the Psychedelic Furs released Heartbreak Beat. In 2008, Madonna and Justin Timberlake released 4 Minutes. In 2014, Sia released Chandelier. In 2015, 21 Pilots released Fairly Local. In 2017, Black Bear released Do Re Mi. And Ed Sheeran and Bioga released Galway Girl. Before we go any further, we'd like to tell you that there is now a Music History in Depth podcast where we go more in depth on a few of the events that happen in music history for that particular week. The Music History in Depth podcast runs every Tuesday on YouTube or wherever you get your podcasts from, as does our Music Halls of Fame podcast, which talks about a member of the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame along with other Music Halls of Fame, museums, and walks of fame. The Music Halls of Fame podcast drops every Thursday and can also be found on YouTube or wherever you get your podcasts. Now, back to this podcast. Artists who were born on March 17th include singer-songwriter Grimes, also singer-songwriter Hozier, singer and actor Rudy Ray Moore, Billy Corgan of Smashing Pumpkins, reggaeton singer Nicky Jam, entertainer extraordinaire Mr. Nat King Cole, singer Tamar Braxton, singer Kyle Thorne, Mike Luddup of the group Level 42, singer Isaac Dunbar, Zola Taylor of the group The Platters, muse to George Harrison and Eric Clapton, Miss Patti Boyd, Harold Ray Brown of War, Fran Byrne of Ace, John Sebastian of John Sebastian and the Lovin' Spoonful, folk music singer Vince Martin, Paul Kantner of Jefferson Airplane, composer Jim Weatherly, Van Conner of the Screaming Trees, Stephen Gately of Boyzone, Scott Gorham of Thin Lizzy, Claire Grogan of Altered Images, Carolyn Corr of the group The Corrs, Justin Hawkins of The Darkness, drummer Tony Newman of T-Rex, Pat McCauley of Them, Michael Bean of The Call, Melissa Aufdermauer of the group Hole, and composer Rafael D'Alessandro. Artists who unfortunately passed away on March 17th include composer Candido Ruano, who passed away in 1803 at the age of 42. Composer Adolf Trube passed away in 1857 at the age of 42. Composer Peter Bowman passed away in 1861 at the age of 56. Composer George Warren passed away in 1902 at the age of 73. Composer Joaquin Duran passed away in 1910 at the age of 64. Composer James Skinner passed away in 1927 at the age of 83. The aforementioned composer Rafael D'Alessandro passed away from a ruptured aorta in 1959 on his 48th birthday. Composer William Squire passed away in 1963 at the age of 91. Jazz singer Lizzie Miles passed away from heart issues in 1963 at the age of 68. Composer Walter Lang passed away in 1966 at the age of 69. Composer Rudolph G. Esther passed away in 1980 at the age of 68. Pianist Ray Barr of the Vincent Lopez Show passed away in 1983 at the age of 70. Composer Nicholas Asimos passed away in 1988 at the age of 38. Jazz guitarist Marek Blizinski passed away in 1981 from cancer at the age of 41. Bassist Rick Gretsch of the groups Blind Faith and also Traffic passed away in 1990 at the age of 44. Jazz pianist and singer Sonny Lynn Smart passed away in 1995 at the age of 87. Singer Terry Stafford passed away in 1996 at the age of 55. Singer Jermaine Stewart passed away from cancer in 1997 at the age of 37. Musicologist Bernard Rainbow passed away in 1998 at the age of 83. Composer Ernest Gold passed away in 1999 at the age of 77. Singer-songwriter Lalo Guerrero passed away in 2005 at the age of 88. Singer-songwriter Bob Blue passed away in 2006 at the age of 58. Gospel singer Roger Bennett passed away in 2007 at the age of 48. Radio disc jockey and presenter Charlie Gillette passed away in 2010 at the age of 68. Guitarist Alex Chilton of the group The Box Tops and also the group Big Star passed away in 2010 at the age of 59. Country music singer Ferlin Husky passed away in 2011 at the age of 85. Musicologist Joseph Kerman passed away in 2014 at the age of 89. Composer Barbara Benari passed away in 2019 at the age of 73. Singer and guitarist Andre Williams passed away in 2019 at the age of 82. Pianist and composer Freddie Redd passed away in 2021 at the age of 92. And singer-songwriter Fuzzy Haskins of Parliament Funkadelic passed away in 2023 at the age of 81. Next on the Music History Today podcast, it is March 18th, when in 2017, the father of rock and roll, Mr. Chuck Berry, passed away at the age of 90.